very enthusiastic now to start the third day of our little Manakshiksha seminar. Right in the outset, I want to say I owe my a debt of gratitude to the presentation which you will hear now, to Mother Omila, who gave some breakthrough information, to Srimati, who gave another very important entry door into both Bhujan Prabhu and Danudas Swami, who both in their own ways have clarified the subject a little bit, or significant ways more than before. Vanneham Siguru Sijata Padakamalam Sigurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was towards the end of his manifested pastimes in this world where Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to the bank of the ocean in Puri and surveyed the holy dam. He saw the ocean of Puri, which reminded him so strongly of the river Jamuna. And as his glance turned away from the ocean, and he looked at the rich forest which came to the bank of the ocean, he was reminded of Vrindavan, and in his consciousness he went to Vrindavan and he spoke verses which comprised the essence of his teachings. Amongst the devotees who were present was Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, who made notes. And later, Rupa Goswami took these notes and looked at them again. Later was, not much later, but late enough that the world was surround or submerged in an ocean of crying. Only very little time after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had spoken at the bank of the ocean in a consciousness which is between the deeply absorbed consciousness in Krishna Leela and the consciousness where he would see the world like you and me see the world. It was a middle position. a little later, after Mahaprabhu had talked on that night, on that evening, he disappeared from the world. When Rupa Goswami looked at his notes which he took, when Mahaprabhu was in this consciousness where he was with his devotees, but at the same time in Vrindavan, he wrote his book, Upadishamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. He wrote in 11 verses the teachings of Mahaprabhu, which all bring the follower to the banks of Radha Kunda and ultimately to Radha Dasya, the service of Srimati Radharani. Upadishamrita has become a book where Prabhupada wanted to have 100,000 copies and distribute them en masse, because Upadishamrita really is the summary of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Later, Raghunathas Goswami wrote another work, short work with 11 verses, the work which we are studying at the moment, the Mana Shiksha, Instructions to the Mind, which is a guide book, how to do it manual, which helps followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to realize the teachings. And just like Rupa Goswami ended his summary in Radha Kund, Mana Shiksha ends in Radha Dasya, the service to Srimati Radharani. As we know, Prabhupada talked about his father. He said his father would beg every sadhu who would come and visit the house of the days, that may my son become a servant of Srimati Radharani. And later he wrote a poem, O brothers, if Radha is not pleased with you, there is no attainment in spiritual life. So Manak Shiksha is about how to obtain the servant, the service of Srimati Radharani. And how to do this, how we are guided there, we will now describe to you in an overview first, and then we will go step by step. And I can already assure you that Burijam Prabhu's blessings will come true. Burijam Prabhu said, Sachinandan Swami, you will deal with the book until the rest of your life. I can see that already. You can't finish it in one seminar. All right. So let us now in all earnestness enter again. I tried to get away from this deep entry the day before yesterday, and did not feel satisfied with my presentation, and prayed the whole night, and as I said, received help from our teachers, Omila, Srimati, Burijam Prabhu, who wrote The Art of Teaching, who is the very artful teacher, and Danuda Swami, and all of you who saw my desperation and who came to console me. So here I am again, making a second, an attempt to enter this ocean of Mana Shiksha again with all of you. This will be an overview section. So we will have a little visual aids here to help you follow this. The first three verses deal with the goal and orientation of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's a Padahati, a guidebook. So the goal and the inner orientation which is required to reach that goal is described. Let us look at these verses and start with verse 1. I will this time only read with you the English, but we hope to have some musical accompaniment. I think so. I would request you that we read this meditatively. I want to now introduce to you meditative reading first. Like a calf follows the cow with a hope to get the sara, the essence of the cow, which is the milk, I want to request you to do meditative reading, that is, follow with your mind the wish-fulfilling cow of this verse, and hope and pray to get the essence of this verse, the milk. Be a calf now. Make your mind an innocent calf, which follows after the lines of the verse, just like a calf followed the mother cow. Raghunath Das Goswami sits in Vrindavan with the highest of aspirations, and he now begins to instruct his mind. He flatters him by calling him affectionately brother. Oh my dear brother, oh my foolish mind, taking hold of your feet, I humbly pray to you with sweet words. Please give up all pride and quickly develop sublime and incessant rati, or love, for Sri Gurudev. Develop love for Sri Vrajadham, the residence of Braj, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, your Diksha Mantras, the holy name of the Supreme Lord, and develop love for the shelter of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who are the eternally youthful divine couple of Braj. My dear brother mind, if possible. So this verse, verse 1, I will give you now a summary, because that's a lot of things to love. A very strong point is made. At the first stop, start. Become frank and free. Give up dambha, or pride. And then develop love for Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And those personalities who can give you this love, Gurudev and also Vrajadham, she's addressed as a mother, residence of Braj. Go to them. But that is only possible if you have given up your pride. Verse 2. Oh my dear mind, please do not perform either dharma or adharma as mentioned in the Shrutis or Vedas. No. No dharma and adharma. Rather, you should render profuse loving service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Braj. Always meditate on Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, understanding him to be absolutely non-different from Shri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And oh mind, meditate as well on Shri Guru, seeing him as most dear to Lord Mukunda. What this means in essence, text two, is a profound teaching of Rupa Goswami that pure devotional service means you must give up the karmic orientation, the karma orientation, that you want to enjoy fruits, sense gratification by following the standard procedure of Vedic Dharma and Dharma rules. Huh? And in verse 3, Raghunath Das Goswami will throw out jnana. But it means here really, give up karma by serving Radha and Krishna. And you should do this through Guru and Gauranga worship. You know how Prabhupada introduced us to Guru and Gauranga worship, huh? Because it's through this road where we go to worship Radha and Krishna in seriousness. Verse 3. We are still in the goal and orientation of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Again, Raghunath Das Goswami addresses his mind. He places before his mind the goal, Braj and Braja Bhakti. And now he makes it very clear what marga brings us to the goal. If you are eager to reside in Braja Dham and execute devotional service on the platform of pure love, Ragatmika Bhakti, and if you yearn for the direct service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, then simply desire to remember and worship birth after birth the lotus feet of Sri Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, and all the other associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are the recipients of his mercy. To make it simple in our language, if you want to have a goal, if you want to reach a goal, what do you consider more important, the goal or the way to reach it? I think more important as far as pragmatic things are concerned is the way, and the other outlook, the idealistic outlook, is also the goal. But both are important, in other words. But you need to know the way. And verse 3 tells us where we can find the way. Follow the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, which will bring you to Radha and Krishna. No? Very simply spoken. Now, my dear devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami is a practical teacher. He will go now into another section which starts from verse 4 and goes up to verse 7, where different obstacles which are there on the way and their solutions are discussed. My dear devotees, if you want the highest, you have to give up some of the lowest. That's the rule. You can't get the highest if you don't really, you know, take away the obstacles on the highest. And remember, it started with give up all pride. So now, without any, we say in Germany, without the hand before the mouth, that means without any pretense. Raghunath Goswami will discuss enemies. First, very cultured enemies who disguise themselves, and then very uncultured enemies. So, let us go into verse 4 now. Again, my dear devotees, I really request you, this is the most strenuous part of the seminar, but we can't do without it. If we don't have the overview, we will soon go into entertainment and meditation and everything. But please remain a humble calf, free from all dwarf. Follow the cow of the text, the Kamadhenu cow. You will get the Sara. You will get the essence. Follow and try to understand. Oh my dear brother mind, please fully abandon the prostitute of contemptible discussions which will plunder the entire treasure of your wisdom. And then you must unequivocally give up hearing all talk of liberation, which like a tigress will devour your very soul. Furthermore, please abandon even the attachment to Sri Narayan, which leads to Vaikuntha. Solution: just live in Braj and worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who bestow upon their devotees the precious jewel of their Rati. My dear devotee, we hear here the word, you must give up the prostitute of contemptible discussions. What this is in Sanskrit is asat varta vesya, or as you can find out, unreal topics. It's not really yet prajalpa, discussing on the faults of others. The unreal topics here, which may be very real for other spiritualists, are topics which are unfavorable in regard as goals, unfavorable goals, spiritual goals, which are unfavorable to the attainment of the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. The service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So it's really spiritual goals other than Braja Bhakti, which you should not involve in. Give up, he says, give up unfavorable topics like liberation and worship as of Krishna as Narayan with awe and reverence. Even that is not good if you want to get Braj Bhakti. Divest yourself of becoming free from birth and death. That's not the goal of Bhakti. Divest yourself of the idea to enter Narayan's palaces. That's not the goal of Braj, of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. No. Live in Braj and worship Radha and Krishna, who give their devotees divine love. Raghunath Goswami describes also somewhere else this drumming. This is marriage drumming. You know, the blood needs to boil for marriage. So this is boiling drums. He says, I don't mind the customs of the villagers. I don't mind even their nonsense talk. I don't, Prabodhananda Sarasvati follows Raghunath Das Goswami. I don't even mind illness as long as I can stay in Braj, because it is here where I can get an idea of worshipping Radha and Krishna, the real goal. A worship which is free from jnana, which has at its goal liberation, and also of Aishwarya, the Aishwarya Marga, the path where you get the opulence, want the opulence. So after having spoken about this type of obstacle, you can say spiritual goals obstacle, other spiritual goals. Now he will go into the human heart and he will talk about a succession of anattas, and as you hear this, you will see how relevantly he talks. My dear mind, the highwayman lust and his followers have bound me by the neck with the painful ropes of wicked deeds. Solution now. Please call out to the powerful and merciful devotees, the protectors of the bhakti path leading to Krishna, who is the killer of Bakasura, so that they will protect you. In essence, Raghunatha Goswami says, I'm on the path, I want to go there. I so much want to go to Radha and Krishna. I'm on the road, but there are highwaymen. I must free myself from lust, etc., and other highwaymen, by taking shelter of the powerful and merciful devotees. This is what he says. When you have anattas, that like lust, you are lusty, then, you know, lust can grow in the secrecy of your consciousness. But when you reveal your consciousness or your mind to a powerful and merciful devotee of the Lord, that will go by and by. Verse 6 is another anatta which is there. It is even a greater enemy on our path. Oh mind, why are you burning me and yourself by bathing in the trickling ass urine of deceitfulness and duplicity? Stop this! Solution. Instead, always bathe and dive deep into the glistening nectar ocean of love for Gandharva and Giridhari, and thus make me and yourself eternally happy. Have you ever tried to awaken a sleeping person and found it was easy, very easy. But have you tried to awaken a person who pretends to sleep but is awake and found out it is impossible? So if someone is a pretender and a deceiver, it's very difficult to enliven him. So, verse 6 really speaks about free yourself from deceitfulness and duplicity by bathing in the nectar ocean of love for Gandhava and Giridhari. You know, when you concentrate on the goal, I want love, I want this ocean of love, it doesn't serve me, it doesn't make me happy if I don't confront my obstacles like that I'm lusty and a fault finder and all of this. Then if you know that there's such a goal, then you understand it's worse to give up these small things, you know, small time. And you will go to devotees, tell them, I have this problem, please, could you say something on this? Then the devotee will ask you, do you want the soft treatment or the dynamite treatment? And then you have to decide. Verse 7. It goes deeper. There was the gross lust. Then behind it was the deceitfulness that you want to be look so good in the eyes of others and in the eyes of yourself, your imagination. But why are you so deceitful? What is underneath it psychologically? Why can't you be honest with yourself and with others? This is in verse 7. Shameless dog-eating woman of the desire for prestige, pratishtha, is dancing in my heart. How can pure divine love of God ever touch it then? Therefore, you should always serve the unequaled beloved general of the Lord. That's the solution. He will at once throw out that outcast woman and cause pure love, Braja Prema, to enter my heart. You might say, well, but we have heard already we should go to the devotees. How is this now? Is this a different point? Yes, it is different. When you deal with your contaminations on the first level, that is what you can easily see, lust or anger or enviousness, you know, these. For that you go to the devotees. Now, when the anatta on the second level is deceitfulness, you just don't want to confront it. You want to be looking good in your eyes and the eyes of others, and you pretend to be someone you are not. Then this is a private problem, and you must then go and say, this is ass urine. This is not valuable, in other words. I mean, this doesn't serve me. When you want to take a bath and you sit underneath a donkey, and you know, what is that? You know, first of all, it comes in small quantities, trickling, click, 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 click. This deceitfulness, you know, step by step, you deceive yourself and others. It's a bath in ass urine. You are not clean afterwards. You are more dirty. No, jump into the billowing waves of ecstasy. Understand, there is so much love, so much wonderful things to be had in the ocean of Gandhavika Giridhari's pastimes, then you say, I should give up my deceit. And then, you will see, you will ask yourself the question, why am I such a pretender, in other words? And you will see the reason behind it. I will say it in Western psychological terms, is a deep insecurity which you want to cover over by looking glorious and looking for fame in others. This was Western psychology. I will now do the Thunderbolt psychology, Eastern psychology. My dear devotees, it's pratishta. It's the desire to be glorious. It's really the desire to take on the place of Krishna. And for that to go, you must go to a uniquely qualified Vaishnava. Serve an uniquely, I hope I say it properly in English. It sounds so strange. Is it uniquely qualified? Can we say like this? Uniquely, a different emphasis. Serve an uniquely qualified devotee who will do the work for you and throw out of your heart that pratishta, the desire for fame, which is the most subtle form of selfish enjoyment. He will do it. When we go into this verse, we will hear of such a uniquely qualified devotee. We will hear, you know, this verse, which is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where the devotee says, I was doing my household activities, I was sweeping, I was preparing the house, I was doing my work, until the moment where I saw a Vaishnava passing by who was stunned in ecstasy, and now where I saw him crying, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Hey Gopal, I can't go back to my home any longer. My hands don't move, my feet don't move. I just can't go to the old life. This is a Mahabhagavat devotee. This is a very powerful devotee, like Srila Prabhupada. A real one, you know, who can really get to the root. So he says, you must go to the, how does Raghunath Das Goswami says, an unequaled beloved general of the Lord. Now such a soul is very, very rare to meet. All of you who have not met Prabhupada, don't cry now. There is a solution. Raghunath Goswami knows it's very difficult to meet such persons. There are many persons who say, and much more followers who say, this is the one, the only one. But we may still have some, we may not be 100% convinced. So here comes another section now. No. Yeah. 8. Which is a very important thing. We called it the turning point. Another teacher, Mataji Omila, called it the bridge. We will now enter into a total different dimension. We have heard about anattas. We still have a little question, where will I find this personality who can go so deep in my conditioned nature that he can free me from the roots of my conditioned existence, pratishta, the glory. I want to be glorious. I want to really have the self I want to enjoy. I, not Krishna. You know, I don't want to give enjoyment to Krishna. So what to do now? Listen very carefully. This is a subtle point, but I don't think it will escape your attention if you remember to be following the text. hearing the text, listening to it with a desire to deeply understand the text. Text 8, the turning point, or you could say the bridge to another reality. O my mind, with utter humility and words choked with emotion, just worship Sri Girit Hari Krishna here in Braj in such a way that he will become pleased. By his causeless mercy, he will then remove my wickedness, although I am dishonest, and bestow upon me the nectar of the supremely radiant prema, and forcefully bring me to the loving service of Srimati Radhika, Sri Gandharva, and instruct me how to do it. My dear devotees, this is the road of tears, which we have heard about. The road of utter sincerity, which you can go when you have some eagerness to get to the ocean of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. After overcoming these obstacles, the gross ones, lust, greed, envy, then the still subtler ones that you want to hide this deceitfulness, decept, and then still the subtle ones, the root, that pratishta, that desire to be glorified yourself and not Krishna. After having overcome these obstacles, tears of real humility and good devotional feelings will enter your heart. My dear devotees, a word of encouragement to you. This doesn't serve you. This anattas which we have heard about, it makes you more miserable. But when you can confront it, admit to them, oh, I'm so fallen, what to do? And you can be really humble, then some good emotions can come. For bhakti, you need some feeling. Prabhupada said, about Ratha Yatra, this is a feeling festival. It's about feeling. We are hearing every morning from our learned Madhavananda Prabhu about, you know, this heart-wrenching feelings of the Brajavasis for Krishna, this desire, their love letters to him. And Krishna's answer back, we hear about their tears and Krishna's tears. Because they meet, these good tears meet in the ocean of bhava, of some devotional feeling, even beginning devotional feelings, which can come, which can come to your heart when these not so favorable feelings, let us say, these anattas, when the prostitutes have been thrown out. Huh? Yes. So, with a heart full of humility and deep emotions, the devotee runs to Girit Hari Krishna. Here is Girit Hari Krishna, Govardhan. Raghunathas Goswami must have thought about his most favorite gift from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you know Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave him his own Govardhan Shila, which he bathed in his own tears? Do you know this? He gave that Shila. And Raghunathas Goswami must remember this at this stage. With a heart full of humility and deep emotions, huh? The devotee turns to Girit Hari Krishna, who then turns him over to the worship and ultimate goal of all Vaishnavas, the service of Sri Gandharva or Srimati Radharani. You come to Krishna and say, I want love, I want pure loving service, and Krishna says, go to Radharani's camp. There you will learn it. Become a servant of the one who serves me the best, Srimati Radharani. Then you will take part, now again a modern term, in the ultimate adventure, which is described in feminine terms. The idea to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, free from the false ego of bodily consciousness of being either a man or a woman, enjoyer of this world. Doesn't make much difference, really, in terms of spiritual psychology. If you're a man enjoyer or a male enjoyer, a woman enjoyer, this is not what we want. We want to join the service, the highest amount of loving exchange, which is there between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And we want to enjoy it, and we want to join it in a service function. So, go to Giriraj, Girihari Krishna, cry. Have you all cried sufficiently? Not yet. Someone goes, have you really turned to Giriraj already? Have you made use of your stay here? My dear devotees, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considers himself a servant of Krishna, and he is Krishna himself in the mood of Radha, Giriraj is also a servant of Krishna, and he is Krishna himself. Balaram is a servant, and he is also God. Huh? Giriraj is servant, and he is God. Turn to him with some sincere feelings. And the sincere feelings come at the moment where you are a little bit honest. Honestly reflect about your fallen situation. Here's a poem for you. Oh, I'm a hopeless beggar. I have begged through 8,400,000 villages. And in each one of these villages, I have remained hungry. I'm a beggar for love. Now I am turning to you. No? Krishna. There's some first class emotions, some first class. Sing prayers. Get to a place where you are honestly reflecting. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we should sing every morning, Amara Jivan Sada Paperati Nahika Punyera Klesh. Oh, I'm a jiva. I'm a fallen soul. I'm bound by wickedness. You know, like this song is very useful. Okay, this is the turning point, my dear devotees. Run! Run! With some emotion, some humility. Go to Krishna. Hey, my case is hopeless. You'd please take it. And then Krishna will say, all right, I take your case. I will now turn you into the camp of love. The camp which is headed by Srimati Radharani. Text 9. A question at this point is here. Yeah, how do we see now Krishna? How do we see Radharani? How do we see the Holy Dham and all of this? This now answered. Go into the last section of this verse, attaining your perfection. O mind, always remember Vrindavan Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan, Shri Krishna. As the Prananad, the beloved of my mistress, Shri Radhika. Remember, Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radhika is my own mistress. Remember Sri Lalita as the peerless friend of my mistress. Remember Sri Vishakha as the Shiksha Guru who teaches many arts required in Sri Yugal Seva, the servants of the divine couple. And remember Sri Radha Kundan Giriraj Govardhan as the grantors of the darshan of Sri Radha and Krishna and the bestowers of sublime Rati for their lotus feet. We have unpacked this verse to you. It's a full verse again. So many points, I can't remember more points. It's for somehow about Krishna or Radharani. I don't know any longer. Here is it for clarity's sake. You know, we are now turned over into the camp of love. And how do we think there of Radha and Krishna? Well, remember that Krishna is the beloved of Srimati Radharani. And meditate on Radha as your mistress, Lalita as her friend, and Vishakha as the Shiksha Guru, who teaches many arts required in the service of Radha and Krishna. And then meditate on Radha Kund and again Giriraj Govardhan, who give the darshan of the divine couple and love for them. My dear devotees, this is a Chintamani Dham. Chintamani means a touchstone which turns everything which your mind thinks about into reality. When you are here at Giriraj or at Radha Kund and your mind thinks of you want to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna, you will get it. But as we heard this morning, you might be tested. You might have to come for a few years. The first year, Giriraj will say, you really want Radha and Krishna? I suspect there's something else you want. You meant to marry, no? So then the next year you come and you are married. Or something else. And you say, Giriraj, I have now fulfilled this desire, but I'm still on the path. Mana Shiksha, I heard it in the Govardhan seminar. I want to go to Brajadham. You follow? Giriraj might test you a few times. But if you really, with humility, what was it? Deep humility and emotion. With these things, want your spiritual goal. If you are before Giriraj, you will get it. You will also get it at Radha Kund. Even neophyte devotees have described short glimpses into spiritual reality which were totally overwhelming. And yesterday, I saw one sadhu as the night was spreading its blanket over all of us. The sadhu was sitting there with his bibek and sitting before, it was a white-haired sadhu. And he sat before Giriraj. So I passed him. I was walking in the night. And I passed and I saw. And somehow I felt this is one of the real ones. So I didn't dare to say anything. So I passed him. I went towards Surabikun. Then I turned and I said, I will make contact with the sadhu. Anyways, I want to give something to the devotees. So I went to him. I first tested my ground. I said, Radhisyam, this is, you know, how Brijbasis address themselves. Then you know they are of a friendly or of a spiritual intent. You know, when you meet someone in the darkness of the night, just say Radhisyam and they know you are a devotee and you don't want to harm them or steal something for them. So Radhisyam, he said, Hare Krishna. And I knew, at least he noticed me. And I said, Oh, Sadhu Maharaj, Apka Sadhan? What is your, I wanted to say, what's your Sadhan? I don't know if but I made this shaky movement. Sadhan, hey, you know, what is your Sadhan? And he looked at Giriraj. He looked at me, and tears were welling up in his eyes, and he said, Naam Giriraj Darshan. Bas. Then he continued. That was all we needed to know. Sit before Giriraj. We have first class roofs. And there are two people who protect you from the monkeys. And maybe Mana Shiksha will protect you from the monkeys of your mind. Sit there. On the first class roofs. Or here. There is a first class japa session coming. Sit before Giriraj. Look at Giriraj. And while you have the Chintamani mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, think with your mind of Radha and Krishna, and something sublime can come. Verse 10 and verse 11, I will at this stage, do we want to read it or should I give the summary? I think since we have read everything, we will read it. Good. Verse 10. Please imagine Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in the dust of Braj and addressing his mind on one question. What and or who is the singlemost object of all worship? You will hear now in verse 10 an answer. It's a glorification of Srimati Radharani from different perspectives, by different comparisons. O mind, just worship Haridaita, the one who has gotten all the mercy, Radhe, Lord Hari's most beloved Radha. Just worship this Radha, who scorches even Rati, Gauri and Leela with the effulgent rays of her beauty. She's more beautiful than the wife of Cupid, huh? Worship Radha, who defeats Sri Sachi, Sri Lakshmi, and Sri Satyabhama. Satyabhama is the beautiful queen of Krishna and Varaka, wife of Krishna. By the strength of her good fortune, worship Radhe, who shuns away the pious young girls of Braj, headed by Chandravali, by her ability to bring Sri Krishna under her full control. So Radharani has these three qualities which Raghunath Das Goswami mentions. She is most beautiful. She has the strength of good fortune, the most fortunate. And finally, she is able to control Krishna. These are the glories of Radha. Last verse, you have made it. My dear devotees, verse 11, will describe to you how exactly your worship of the divine couple will take place. It will take place under the guidance of Rupa Goswami, who at a later stage turns into Rupa Manjari and guides you. Same personality. Same mystical personality who came from the spiritual world to help Gauranga Mahaprabhu to deliver Braj Bhakti here. We will hear it. Yes, please. Oh, my dear mind, in order to obtain the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, who are entranced by amorous desire, along with their associates in Braj, drink deep the five kinds of nectar, which is service to them according to the methods prescribed by Sri Rupa Goswami. This fivefold nectar has the following five ingredients: worshipping the divine couple, chanting the glories of their transcendental names, forms, qualities and pastimes, meditating about them, hearing the glories of their names, forms and qualities and pastimes, and then offering them obeisances. You should also daily worship Sri Govardhan Hill. Summary of this verse is, after you have had the darshan of Radha Giridhari, you know, we have first gone to Giridhari, then he has directed us to Radha. So after we are aware of Radha Giridhari, now we want to turn our awareness, our looking at them with great happiness, into direct service. So after the darshan of Radha Giridhari, you enter direct service of them under the auspicious guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari. Hari 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 Bol. I have said it. What I wanted to say has started today. Text 12 will talk about the result of reciting Mana Shiksha with understanding. It says it should be sung in a melodious voice, and I will teach you how to do it, although my voice is really not melodious, but I hope there is some feeling there. It says the fruit of this is, you sing this instruction, for sure you will get the incomparable jewel of the worship of Radha and Krishna. This is the result of it. So, this was extremely helpful yesterday. Thank you, Buri Jamfabu. Yogi Kantika. The throat relief. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for making the effort to listen. What we will do now is, after having heard about the goal and the orientation, after having heard about obstacles and solutions, after having heard about the turning point where we have to turn to Krishna, we have turned away from Krishna and have invited pratishta to be in our heart, Now we need to run to Giridhari Krishna. This is the turning point. Take shelter there. And with the help of Vaishnavas, attain perfection. That is the direct loving service of Radha and Krishna. This is a simple overview, and it is good to go to a simple overview. My dear devotees, I want to invite you. We have a service in our Sharanagati team. We call it Amritavani, the lessons of eternity. Amrita means eternity, lessons in eternity. And I will write down this outline simple and in simple language, because I also need some simple language, and I can send it to you. We will post, as always, an email list where you can write an email, your email or the email of your friend. Then you can get the simple outline and read the text together with the outline, and it will help you to enter deeply into this. I want to now see if there are a few questions, and then I will go to the first, to one point in the first verse, which you will find very delightful, that is how to develop love for Vrindavan. I will see, Jaini Thai, do you, the song, is it there? Please do look and already prepare the song. So, do you have any questions at this stage? There is Gaura Nataraj. I see another person. Your good name, Prabhu? Das, I heard, yes. And our Mataji is there. Your good name, Mataji? Tota Priya? Tulsi, wonderful. Tulsi Priya. Gaura Nataraj, what is your question? Do we have a question microphone? And think about your question. It will be recorded. It should be really precise questions. Summary question. The most we can only deal with one.
I start with verse 3. It said that there is a special mark by the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being given. Can you elaborate on this mark? What is the exact path we should follow? It says we have to follow the path of Srila Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and so on. Can you elaborate a little bit on that path, what it actually is, before we start to speculate?
Yes. The exact path, in a general overview, was given to Raghunath Das Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he came to Puri, wanted to, you know, become an associate of, joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's in Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him unto the care of Swarup Damodar as his Shiksha Guru. But still, he wanted to know some direct instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about what should be done. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 6 instructions. Now, I will turn to our learned Vaishnavas if I can't get them together. I have them here in my notes, but as you know me, even if I have notes, I'm still the same unorganized Swami. I don't know if I can find them. Madhavananda, you are a knower of verses. You can maybe help me. He should give up gramya kota, give up talking like ordinary people. Then, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. So, first of all, negative instructions. Give up worldly talk. Give up eating nicely and dressing nicely. You know, like here, we also get a lot of instructions how to give up worldliness. And then there are positive instructions. I know it has to do with chanting the holy names always and remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna day and night. But there may, this is the general outlook. It is really a path of detachment and attachment. It's the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you are really interested in further details, you must read Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's the specific path. Our line is Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Yes, our Das, I only heard Das, but Prameya. Ramiya. Ramiya Prabhu. Our God brother. I'm very honored. Ramiya Prabhu. Ask your question, please.
I think it was text 7. I'm not sure. It's talking about the unequaled beloved general of the Lord. And you said if you can't find such a person, then there was a solution. But I didn't hear what the solution was.
The solution is given in point 8, that is, turn to Girid Hari Krishna. Run, but approach him with deep feelings of humility and emotions. Now, this verse could be misunderstood to mean, okay, if I can't find a guru, then I go to Krishna. Or if I can't find a super guru. Guru we can find. Guru means teacher. But that is one who can really work on the deepest corners of my heart. I will deal with this in detail when I come to this verse. But just as an answer, we learn in our tradition that always you need God and the Vaishnavas on your path. It has been said that the sadaka or heart is like a lotus flower and Krishna is like the sun, the guru is like the water. Imagine a lotus flower without water. When the sun would shine on the lotus flower, it would dry out. But now imagine a lotus flower who has water but no sun. It would rot. So you need both. This is the example. You need the nourishing instructions of the guru who walks with you through the life. In the sense of who is here in a human body on this in the world, and you also need Krishna. Now, in this verse, in verse 8, really, the solution is given to there. It is said, "Turn to Krishna." You know, this is what Raghunath Das Goswami had to also do. His guru, Swarup Damodar Goswami, left the world with after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, when we are a Krishna conscious movement, but we are instructed in Krishna consciousness through the guru. No? But we must turn to Krishna, and we can turn to Krishna. And this is what is said. But how this is in detail and how to deal with the different things we will hear. But for now, I want to say we need both guru, we need both water and sun. Only here the emphasis is on the sun, on Krishna. Our Mataji, Tulsi Priya, would you mind to speak into the microphone?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. The verse that caught my attention was verse 8, which was labeled in the overview, the turning point.
Yes.
And it says, "O mind with utter humility and words choked with emotion." And my question is that this humility and emotion at least to the degree that I'm able to manifest it or that I have been able to manifest it, has come as a result of living life and suffering. And I think to myself, if I have to make any more progress, if I need to make any more progress, and I know I do, that means more suffering and more getting kicked. Because I must be very thick and very steel-framed in the heart. So I am wondering, is there another way?
Madhuji, God hopes. I have a Prabhupada quotation for you. You are also a Prabhupada disciple, or?
Oh.
No problem. I'm just,
I know Prabhupada says that the Krishna consciousness is a gradual process.
Yes, good. For me at least, I will read this later. I can't find it now. Prabhupada has said, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one doesn't have to be like Ramanujacharya or a highly person. One can be a Shudra. The only qualification is one has to be frank and open. No deceit. If you feel yourself fallen, don't hide it. I mean, you don't have to go around, you know, and show everyone your particular anatta list. But don't try to, you know, dress it up. Be honest, and then immediately you are in the beggar quotation. Yes. Oh, you know everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I read to you Prabhupada's direct words? The question may be raised that since the Lord is supposed to be worshipped by great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and others, how can an ordinary human being on this planet serve him? You know, the Lord is for the good, for the high ones. This is clearly explained by Prithu Maharaj by the use of the word yathadikara, according to one's ability. If one sincerely executes his occupational duty, that will be sufficient. One does not need to become like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Lord Chaitanya or Ramanujacharya, whose capabilities are certainly far above ours. Even a Shudra or Shudrani, who's in the lowest stage of life according to the material qualities, can achieve the same success, Tulsi Priya. Anyone, I like this too much. Anyone can become successful in devotional service, provided he displays no duplicity. It is explained here that one must be very frank and open-minded. Amayinaha. To be situated in a lower status of life is not a disqualification for success in devotional service. The only qualification is that whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, he must be open, frank and free from reservations. My dear devotees, this has become my sutra, my guiding light. I'm now in this adventure since 40 years. I'm an old man, I have even gray hair. Everything is available. Rotting tooth, failing eyesight. I'm becoming old in this. And I can tell you, just as a little bhakti is not about the qualifications of jnana or karma. Karma, you must be so strict with all these rules and regulations. Jnana, you must be so absolutely knowledgeable and detached. Ooh. Bhakti is all about this feeling of love. And then if you have some problems, don't cover them over. Work on them. Go to the devotees. Be frank. Be open. They will go. In the light of the sun, the darkness must go. It can't stand. No kapata. That's the whole idea. Thank you for this very knowledgeable. You know everything. But I hear it's only a pressing of the point, of the keys, but that I have not learned, so. Okay, thank you very much for your questions. I will only be able to take three. Now for the remainder of our class, it will be simple. I want to first of all start by turning to your neighbor and now talking. What do you think about mana shiksha? This is the question. Instructions to the mind. You will have 5 minutes and then we will hear about the glories of Brajadham. Hare Krishna! Are you there? My dear devotees, with my yogic powers, I have left this body and gone into a few of your discussions. And I have heard what you have said. Oh my God, this I have to practice a whole lifetime. It's so complex. Another group has said, my God, this is really serious. When I walked to the man side, I thought, oh, I don't know if I'm up to this. You know, am I qualified to do this? And in this way, I have taken many forms with my yogic abilities and listened to many conversations. No, I should be truthful. There is an art. You look at a person's lips and then you read his lips and then you know it very, and then you use intuition. That's all. I'm not a yogi. I'm just a lip reader. That's simple art. So, my dear devotees, don't despair. When you enter spiritual subject matters, you have a holographic picture. You know, a holographic picture is a picture like this. Let us say a picture of Giriraj. Yes? Now, if you take a fragment of this holographic picture, in this fragment, you can break it out. It's, you know, often paint, burnt into glass. Break it out. And in the fragment, you find what is there in the whole picture. Giriraj. Complete. Like in the picture. So you have heard now, mana ashiksha. You have seen it as a complete whole, an overwhelming spiritual book. But if you can enter one part of the book, this one part of the book can give you what is in the rest. And I will show this to you, how this is. But you need to do two things. First of all, you need to listen, and then we will do a sadhana. A certain practice in a moment where you will maybe see. Prabhupada, see, in verse number 1, it says, O my dear brother, O my foolish mind, taking hold of your feet, I humbly pray to you with sweet words. Please give up all pride and quickly develop sublime and incessant love for Sri Gurudev and Sri Brajadham. We spoke about Sri Gurudev in the beginning, because this is done in traditional circles. You must start with offering obeisances to your spiritual master. And also when you deal with such a book, you have to jump to the Sri Gurudev. to Srila Prabhupada in my case. Now we will go to the second item, Sri Brajadham. And you will see how Sri Brajadham can give you the part of the holographic picture. It is so powerful. Prabhupada stayed in Brajadham, as you all know, and he writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about an encounter which he had with a materialistic man. And his answer to this man. This man came to him and was shocked. You are such a cultured Bengali gentleman and you live in such a dirty place. So here's what Prabhupada writes. Some time ago, a materialistic man asked me, why are you living in Vrindavan? Why have you selected such a dirty place to live after retiring? Now, Prabhupada's answer. Such a person cannot understand that the earthly Vrindavan Dham is always a representation of the original Vrindavan Dham. The word representation means it is the thing which it represents in a slightly different form. Some say also this Vrindavan Dham is entirely the same, but they refer to the unseen Vrindavan Dham, which we have talked at the beginning, the Adiatmic or Adidevic Vrindavan Dham, to put Vedic terms to it. Let me show you this now. Vrindavan Dham is a great udipan or excitant or stimulus because it is Krishna in a disguised form. A stimulus is something when you are stimulated, then it brings out something. For instance, if you would stimulate me, you would have to say the word pizza to me with olive oil and capers, and I would develop anticipation saliva emissions, you know. Or if you would stimulate me also. I know many musical pieces, and if you sing one Hare Krishna tune, and which is very artful, I might be stimulated musically and say, how do you like this other artful tune? It brings something out which I don't have access to immediately, but which comes out. So Vrindavan Dham can bring out Krishna Bhakti very, very quickly. It is in the experience of everyone. Sometimes in Vrindavan Dham we feel wretched. Have you felt like this? Sick, wretched, the last of the last. And you go to bed and you think, this is too high for me. Then in the evening, in the night, you wake up. You look out of your window. You look at the trees. You look at the moon. And all of a sudden, just by beholding the darshan of Vrindavan, you begin to feel some type of devotional feeling which has been stimulated in you. Prabhupada writes about this udipan quality of Vrindavan, stimulating bhakti. He says, the feeling about Mathura Mandal and Vrindavan are described by Rupa Goswami and they can actually be felt even by non-devotees. The places in the 84 square mile district of Mathura are so beautifully situated on the banks of the river Jamuna that anyone who goes there will never want to return to this material world. These qualities prove that Mathura and Vrindavan are situated transcendentally. Otherwise, there would be no possibility of invoking our transcendental sentiments in these places. Such transcendental feelings are aroused immediately and without fail after one arrives in Mathura or Vrindavan. It comes, but it comes only after your material vision has been taken away from you. Therefore, Vrindavan teaches you with the stick of a stern teacher and the love of an affectionate mother. It may need that we fall into the irrigation ditch. It may need that we develop a cough. It may need that we feel so wretched and helpless. But this is God. It may need that we feel a little dislocated, a little disjoint, a little bit out of place, a little dull or a little angry. This is good in Vrindavan, because it brings us to the place of the turning point, where we can turn to Krishna. If anyone goes to Vrindavan searching for Krishna, he or she will never be disappointed. You know, after Krishna had broken the hearts of the gopis, especially the heart of Srimati Radharani, by disappearing from the Rasa dance arena, he finally returned. He returned with I will try now a new English word. Radha Vallabha is here and he will correct me afterwards. With an impish smile. He usually wears his pitambara like this. His shawl. But he was this time wearing it like this. Because he wanted to show the gopis the garlands which they had made, which was resting on his bluish chest. He wanted to show them that I have not forgotten you. I even wear your garland. See? But he could see he had hurt the gopis very much by disappearing. They had cried. And therefore he smiled a little. Can you forgive me like this? And he said to Radharani, Radharani, this is Lalita Madhava, please ask me for a blessing. I will give you anything and everything. And Radharani, the queen of bhakti, did not ask something for herself. She asked something for all of the devotees who would come to Vrindavan. She said, Krishna, anyone who comes to Vrindavan searching for you, please make that he never disappears disappointed, that he never leaves disappointed. And Krishna, who was in that mood, like if anything, said, Tatastu, may that be. Jiva Goswami elaborates on this and he says, anyone who just comes to Vrindavan will develop a certain bhava, a certain feeling which is directed towards Syama Sundara. In other words, you will be Krishna conscious. And it really works. It really, really works. You just have to come to the turning point, somehow or other, where you turn in utter humility and with some eagerness, the emotion of eagerness to Radha and Krishna. And you will see Vrindavan. You will make your Krishna conscious experience. Because Vrindavan Dham, I said, teaches you with a stick of a teacher and the affection of a mother. Vrindavan Dham works with a Taraka Shakti on you. That is, it liberates you from your stuff. And the Paraka Shakti, it attracts you to Krishna. And in our Govardhan retreat, this is the whole idea, to somehow engage ourselves with Krishna so that we can come to that turning point where we turn for Krishna, to Krishna, and think, He is so wonderful. Radha and Krishna, they are the best. They are the best. This is the best. This is my highest goal. I will go in that direction. And the moment you are there, this is the wonderful promise of bhakti, then you are on that mark and you will come to the fulfillment. Therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati writes, where do the living entities easily attain Krishna? Where are the wonderful transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna to be found? Where can one see the highest form of bliss? Huh? Due to worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Krishna? Where can one attain easily Krishna? Where can one find the pastimes and the worship of Krishna? Oh brothers! Oh sisters! Just listen as I tell you the secret. Everything is available in the abode of Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dhama ki!
Jai!
Good that you said jai. I thought you were doubting. Raghunath Das Goswami says, and now I found the verse, I do not wish to live for a moment in any other abode of the Supreme Lord. Even if I do so with love of God in my heart or in the association of devotees. No, I don't go anywhere else. I would rather live with non-devotees in Braj and spend my days engaged in useless talks. Because here is the, you know, here's the gateway. Here is the entrance into bhakti. Here is the Dharma, my dear devotees. Therefore, he says, may I develop an intense attachment for residing in Braj. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests an easy sadhana which you should do while you are in Braj, and it is so absolutely joyful. He says that Rupa Goswami wrote 8 pairs of names of the divine couple. And what you should do is take shelter in chanting these names with feeling, and you should wander through Braj every day. And if you, and then you should sing these songs, this song, without any deceit and purified by humility. This is what you should do. So do you want to sing this song? I would have sung it anyways. No. You know, what this comes down to is, when you are in Braj, chant the holy names. Now, I will ask Jaini Thai to show if he has learned sensitivity and intelligence in Shopati. We will sing, and whenever we have gone to the end of one line, you have to go to the next line.
Radha Dhammo Radha Purvam Radhika Madhavo Tata.
Radha Dhammo Radha Purvam Radhika Madhavo Tata.
Vrishabhanu Kumari Cha Tata Gopendra Nandana. Vrishabhanu Kumari Cha Tata Govinda Nanda. Govindasya Priyasaki Gandava Bandavastata.
Govindasya Priyasaki Gandava
Nikonya Nagaro Goshta Kishora Jana Shikaro. Vanadipo Krishna Valapada DiCaprio
Yes, I regret I have not found a good melody, so let's do it like a Vishen Shloka.
Radha Damodaro Purvam Radhika Madhavo Tata Prishabhanu Kumaricha Tata Gopendra Nandana Govindasya Priyasaki Gandhava Bandhavastata Nikunya Nagaro Goshta Kishora Jana Shekaro Vrindavanadipo Krishna Valavanadika Priyo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare It comes down to chanting the holy names. Take shelter in chanting these names with feeling, with the mind moistened with spiritual rasa, and wander through the land of Braj. Think of Radha Govinda. If you do this, deceit will no longer find a place to stay within your heart, which is purified by humility. But if other thoughts are given the opportunity to enter the mind, then you will be attached by deceit, which has come along with the other thoughts. So, the sadhana is simple. Be in Braj, either physically, or this we will deal tomorrow with, mentally, and chant the rasa-filled names of Krishna with a feeling of humility. If you don't do this, you will for sure become attached, and in an attempt to hide your attachment, you might enter deceit, falsehood, kapata, which will not please Krishna. Krishna is pleased by a frank and open person who tries his best, who sings the holy names in seriousness and develops love for his land of Vrindavan. Alright, having said this, I have come to the end of this section. Thank you very much. I acknowledge that this was a little strenuous. Tomorrow it will be different. Acha. Three different announcement. Some of you are working in your situations on the community of care.
the counselor system, taking care of Krishna's devotees. Here is an excellent book which His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj has written on the subject, and it is available at the book table. I have read it personally, and I have been requested to make advertisement for this. This was the little advertisement block. I hope it was decent. Decent is not the word. Not annoying to you. And here also a book on analogies of preaching. Another thing you need to know. Yes. We have several very highly advanced devotees amongst us. I have come to know yesterday that we have God brothers and God sisters of us. I was always in Germany, so I don't know so many of you. I request all of you devotees to please have association with each other. Get to know devotees. Discuss things. Discuss questions like what stroke you during the Govardhan retreat? What entered your heart? Tell me. And like this. Associate, in other words. Another good announcement is every day at 4 o'clock, Gaurahari will sit here and chant, and in between he will give a very inspirational 5-7 minutes, 5-7 or 10, at most 10 minutes, tuning in session. He has done this all over the world on different retreats which our team conducts, and devotees have found great relief in this, because often we go in the retreat and there are so many interesting features that we have not sufficient time for our rounds, and then we become restless because we have failed on our basic vows and so on. So there is this time for you, 4 to 6 o'clock, 4 or 5:30, and where you can really chant either extra rounds or your full rounds. And here you can see Giriraj. You can of course also do it on the roof or wherever. But it might help to tune in. It's really a tune in. It's not another information-packed content thing. And the last announcement, very important announcement. This evening, personal associate of Krishna's, from Krishna's pastimes, comes and will talk about the pastimes of the Lord to us. Very brief. He has seen something. Now, those of you who believe me, come. And those who don't believe me, also come to find out if I have said the truth or not. It is something special. You will see. He will be introduced, and then he will have something to ask. The session starts at 6:45 with Jagatarini Mataji talking about Krishna Katha and chanting, and then we have heard, you know, these associates of the Lord come from a different time zone, a zone where not even a minute passes, you know. It's a very different, which is conspicuous of the absence of the passage of time. So he will come in this period. So you better make sure that you are right there from the beginning to not miss him. 6:45 in the temple room. Thank you very much, and I wish you a wonderful stay. You are now in the middle of your Godan retreat, and I think Giriraj is packaging his gifts already for you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai jai Sri Radhe.